We're going to continue this week in the, talking about the Holy Spirit that we experience at Pentecost, and that is not just for Pentecost, but continues to inspire us and to just walk with us in our daily life. And so this morning we're in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 16. It says, "But as it was written, what no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human beings know, for what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within. So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them. And they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you'll pray with me. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word for us for today and the ways in which we might seek your wisdom in all things. Seek the wisdom that is beyond what we see and what we hear, but that is deep within us, in our heart, in our soul, in our mind. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. As we continue to talk about the Holy Spirit of God, we read about how God is at work to help us to see and understand his presence in new ways. Ways that take being attentive even beyond our everyday senses. Beyond what our eyes and our ears see and hear. In some translations of this reading from 1 Corinthians go on to say what one's mind can conceive. And the one that we read today, it said what heart can conceive. Some say mind, some say heart in this reading from 1 Corinthians. However, this scripture, this little quote, is quoting Isaiah 64:4, and that reading in Isaiah 64:4 just says ears and eyes. It doesn't mention heart or mind. And so I want to focus this morning on how God speaks to us even beyond how we understand the world with our human senses. What we see, hear, touch, smell, taste. If we're to truly understand God, then the scripture is calling us to not only depend upon our senses, but also to look within. To look at how we sense God with our heart, our soul, and our mind. Through the Spirit of God, God uses our human senses in different ways to activate our heart, soul, and mind. A few examples of what I'm talking about is when you're standing at a seashore of the ocean or at the base of a mountain and you feel the presence of God and all of God at work within you. I think that's God's Spirit working through your eyes. Or if you hear a baby crying or you hear kids playing and you sense joy and you sense hope within your heart, that's God's Spirit working within you through what you hear. Or if you hear a siren and you feel a sense of sadness and the need to pray, that's God's Spirit working within you. If you come to the table of the Lord and you receive the bread and the juice and you feel God alive within you, That's that mystery of God's presence that's at work within you through the Holy Spirit with what you taste. These, my friends, are ways God speaks to us through this God's Spirit to enlighten us to his presence. You've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God. At Pentecost, God knew what each of us would need in order to unite us as children of God as we experience the challenges of this world. Sometimes what we hear and what we see is not pleasant. And I think God knew that we would need something more than just our understanding of the world with our human senses. God knew we needed this spirit, this something within us, deep within us, to bring out true wisdom and hope, to understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Verse 13 says that this is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. Not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. Explaining spiritual realities with spirit-taught words. Now, education is important, and I want our kids to always do their best in school and gain as much wisdom as they can from those who are leading them in the classroom and beyond. We even have college accounts for my kids, set up with the hopes that they keep going even beyond elementary school and middle school and high school and on to college. And however, unlike when we hear the word wisdom as gaining book knowledge and gaining that education, book smarts in order to climb the ladder and have a successful career and take care of their parents in their old age, the wisdom that we're talking about in this morning's scripture is beyond that. It has very little to do with the knowledge that we gain in school and book smarts. There's a story about a professor, the smartest guy, so smart. He's stuck on a roof. You've heard this story, some way of it. He's stuck on a roof and his house is flooded inside, and he's a believer in God. He understands his need to go to higher ground. He's praying for God to save him. Not long after that, this boat shows up. The boat says, "I'm here to help, and do you need a ride?" And the guy said, "No, you know, God's going to come save me." So the guy on the boat left. A little while longer, the helicopter came by, and, "Do you need some help?" And the guy once again waved, "No, no, God's going to save me." The fire department comes and gets a ladder to him and says, "Get on the ladder, or we're here to help you." And he says, "No, God's going to help me." Well, the guy eventually passed away, stuck on the roof. He gets to heaven, asks God why God didn't come save him. And God said, "I sent a boat and a helicopter and a fire truck, and you didn't accept my help." With all the knowledge in the world, the guy wasn't open to seeing the wisdom of God at work in a different way than he imagined. God's wisdom shouts in the public square and sees people who are both physically and spiritually hungry. John Wesley put his church needs out of the way as he followed his friend George Whitefield and took the gospel out of the church and into the streets and the factories and the fields. And even though Wesley was reluctant to preach outdoors because he thought it was tacky, on his first Sunday, he preached to 3,000 people from the pulpit of a hillside. Poor people who had no church background. And they listened gladly as Wesley told them about God's love and transforming power and the revival of what became Methodism began. In an insecure world, we need to seek the wisdom and the life that God desires for us, grounded in the voice of God speaking to our heart, soul, and mind, calling us to a way of life that leads to life, calling us beyond the consumeristic lifestyle that can lead to self-centered, materialistic, grab-all-you-can attitude that characterizes many parts of our society today, and to seek a life that allows us to experience God's blessings upon blessings in all times and in all circumstances. And so each day, our senses are awoken to the cries of the world, in the church and in the culture. We have a decision to make. Some resist the claims of wisdom. Others become attentive to wisdom. Sometimes the ability to learn God's wisdom has nothing to do with how smart one is, but about how attentive our heart, soul, and mind are to the Spirit of God. We're called to continue to learn and be open to God. Our image of God reflects who we are, where we are, and how we are. We're made in God's own image. So when we close ourselves from the ways of the Spirit of God, we often get ourselves in trouble. We get ourselves in difficult predicaments. Friends, the path we've traveled is not as important as our final destination. There's no greater time to the openness of God than in moments of need, moments of crisis, moments of fear. Let us listen. May we seek God's wisdom. May we seek God's hope. May we seek God's understanding. The voice of God is speaking. In Proverbs, it says, don't be fooled. Eventually, these other voices will lead you astray. Only by listening to the clear channel voice of God can we discover life in all its fullness. The voice of wisdom says, those who listen to me will be secure, and will live at ease. Friends, may we be those who are open and wise to following his voice through the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work within you and within me. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time. We thank you for your Spirit that works within us even beyond with what we hear and what we see and what we taste and what we touch. God, a Spirit that is deep within us, encouraging us, seeking us to live lives worthy of your calling. God, so may you open our hearts and our souls and our minds to seek you. God, we need you. We need you. Be with us. Amen.